The Olympic torch will make its way to South Korea this weekend. Through some of its journey around the globe, the flame has attracted protests, mostly from pro-Tibet demonstrators. But some human rights activists in Seoul want to use the occasion to highlight China's forced repatriation of North Korean refugees. They say defectors wind up in labor camps or even in front of firing squads. Correspondent Jason Strother has the story.
A confused-looking crowd watches as a man, tied up in ropes, is held at gunpoint by a woman wielding a plastic assault rifle. Another man, standing alongside the pair, picks up a microphone.
What you see reenacted is a Chinese policeman holding a gun at the head of a North Korean refugee in China.
A multinational coalition of human rights advocates, calling themselves the 444 Campaign, has held this bit of street theater every weekend in downtown Seoul since last spring. They started 444 days prior to the start of the Beijing Olympics. In Chinese culture, the number 4 symbolizes death. The campaign will use this weekend's Olympic torch relay to draw attention to China's policy of forced repatriation, which they say is killing North Koreans who try to flee their homeland. 34-year-old defector Yoon Im-ho, who escaped North Korea in 1997, says he lived in fear while hiding out in China. Yoon says he was always chased around by Chinese police and had to constantly move, even sleep outside. Not even the South Korean embassy helped him. Yoon finally made it out, but for Lee Gum-hee, who defected from North Korea in 1999, Beijing's crackdown on refugees means she may never see her family again. My daughter and son-in-law were repatriated, Lee says. He was executed, but my daughter fled again into China and was caught by the security forces. I haven't heard anything about her since then. Some activists expect conservative South Korean President Lee Myung-bak to make more of an issue out of the refugee situation than did his liberal predecessors. But experts don't. Dr. Park Im-wi lectures in international studies at Ewha Women's University in Seoul.
I don't think Lee Myung-bak administration will make any serious trouble with the North Korean refugee issues.
Park says Seoul does not want to jeopardize its vital trading relationship with China, nor does it want to risk a breakup of the denuclearization talks with North Korea or seriously damage relations with Pyongyang.
Chinese government, no human rights?
No, Olympics!
Beijing government, no human rights?
No, Olympics!
Groups of South Korean university students are expected to demonstrate along with the 444 campaign, but they will be rallying instead for a free Tibet. Activist Tim Peters, who leads the NGO Helping Hands Korea, says many young South Koreans just don't understand the severity of China's persecution of refugees.
You know, I think apathy is part of it, but I honestly am beginning to think that it's just a blind spot that the people from maybe age 18 to 35 have about the North Korean human rights situation and particularly the refugees.
For The World, I'm Jason Strother in Seoul, South Korea.